Welcome this time to a piano episode, and for anyone who has not recently heard in all of its familiar and glorious 10 minutes, the Chopin Opus 31 B-flat minor scherzo, it's coming up in about 5 minutes. Our talents for the full program this time, Philip Tang, a student of Carol Oakes in Fresno. More on all of this. Support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation, Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. We will get to know Philip in a little bit, but first, the first of his four offerings for the program. And Philip, that will be?
That will be the Bach Toccata in E minor.
And here we are, Young Artist Spotlight, Valley Public Radio. Philip Tang, our pianist today. Philip, 16 years old and a junior at?
University High School.
Give us a bit about your history with music and with the piano.
Okay, sure. So I started music when I was 5 years old. I started with the piano. I came upon it when a lot of kids in my neighborhood were playing piano, and I thought it might be, a quote-unquote cool thing to do. And I started with it, and I immediately loved it, and it was really a fun experience for me, and now it's really a fun hobby for me to take stress, to take off stress, and, when I have some extra time on my hands, I'll play a bit, and when I'm practicing for competitions, obviously I'll play a little more, and overall, it's just become a really big part of my life.
And when you have more time on your hands, I understand you also play the violin.
Yes, that's right. I play in the school orchestra as well as a youth philharmonic orchestra in Fresno.
Now, I have a little intelligence from a member of your family here as to how this really started. You were about 5 years old, and you saw other members of your family in the neighborhood at the piano. You said, I want to do that. But they said, wait a minute, wait 90 days. I want to make sure you really want to know, because if you're going to start, you're not going to quit. That's how it really went, right?
Yeah, that's about how it went, yeah.
Okay. Now I'll save you the embarrassment by saying here, if you'll permit me, that Philip has won a place on the Michigan Teachers Association of California statewide panel auditions for a Certificate of Merit to pianists. The final round of competition will be coming up here April the 8th through the 10th at Diablo Valley College in Pleasanton. There's a lot more we want to ask him, but first... Chopin, Etude in C sharp, minor there, opus 25, number 7. Now we get to the scherzo, and I have to ask Philip Tang here. Philip, when you approach a new piece of music, how does it go? You get the score, you get the sheet music, turn it open, then what happens?
Okay, sure. So typically when I get a new piece of music, I first take the hands apart, and this is what most pianists do.
Meaning?
Okay, so when you take the hands apart, you play each part separately, you get each part under your hand, the fingerings, the articulations, the dynamics. And after you've done everything separately and you've got mastery of all those parts, then you can put it together. And usually after that, I go on YouTube. I listen to some pianists performing the piece. I get a feel of the emotions, the style of the piece. And that's where the real work really begins.
Do you have one or two or three favorites when you go to YouTube or when you hear recordings or see concert performances?
Actually, I have some favorites for different composers. So for Bach, I really admire Glenn Gould's recordings of that. And I feel like Glenn has a really articulated style that I really admire and enjoy listening to. For Chopin is one of my favorite composers. I guess you can tell from my repertoire since I have two of those. For Chopin, I enjoy listening to Martha Argerich's recordings and also to Claudio Arrau. He has a really good interpretation of Chopin, I think.
Now, the Chopin we're about to hear, the piece de resistance of the Young Artist Spotlight presentation today, is the scherzo, about 10 minutes long. How long have you been working on it?
I've been working on it since last summer, so it's been pretty much a year so far.
So we can assume you have it down.
Yeah.
We're about to find out. Young Artist Spotlight, Philip Tang with the Chopin Scherzo, B-flat minor, opus 31. You'll know it when you hear it. Thank you. Our latest young artist on Young Artist Spotlight, and a 16-year-old high school junior, Philip Teng. I'd like to mention something for the radio audience. This everything you've heard so far, and we have about another 10 minutes to go with the lengthy piece. I look around the studio, I look on the piano, and I see not one page of sheet music. And this is from someone who apparently, Philip, this may not end up as your profession.
Oh, that's correct. I don't think I'm going to go into this field. It's more of a hobby for me right now.
Just a hobby. And, of course, the violin is a hobby. Any ideas about the future?
I'm thinking of majoring in the biomedical field.
Biomedical field. But you're still going to find time to practice maybe 15, 20 minutes a day?
Of course.
Of course. Philip Teng, thank you so much. We have next. Oh, by the way, I had asked you this before, but for the benefit of our audience, what other music do you like to listen to?
Well, I listen to a variety of music, actually. I listen to some pop, hip-hop, and indie.
Hip-hop and indie. And on the piano, do you play anything other than classical music?
Mostly, when I have time, I just play classical music. But sometimes I find the time to play, like, pop ballads.
And in a sense, we're going to have a little bit of something different now. Well, a lot of something different. In 1994, Polish-American composer Robert Muchinski came up with his opus 48, Desperate Measures, the title of it, based on Paganini variations. And so here we go. I would imagine we'll hear familiar Paganini first, and this will go off in all different directions. Philip Teng, live, Young Artist Spotlight, Valley Public Radio. Thank you. Oh, to be 16 years old again. And to be 16 years old again and have 11 years at the piano, and 10 of them with teacher Carol Oakes. Our young artist today, Valley Public Radio, Philip Tang. And we just heard Desperate Measures, variations on, of course, the theme of Paganini. Of course, that seemed like a long time ago, to be honest. Composer Robert Muchinski. And Philip, as you heard, is in the middle of some statewide competition now. We wish him the best. Support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation, Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturges. Two more programs coming up for this Young Artist Spotlight season. Next week, representatives of Youth Orchestras of Fresno. Production for Valley Public Radio, Don Weaver. My name's George Mason. We are both so glad you were here.